They were starting here on the bottom of Yudam at Bet, by the two dots. Mishnah says, Im yesh lo tzura te petach, afu pishu rachav mi eser, if you have a door frame, even though it's wider than 10 amot, einu tzarich lima'et, then you didn't have to reduce it. Gemara says, Ashkochan tzura te petach, demahaniye berachbo. We found that the tzurat petach helps when you have too wide an opening. If too wide an opening, then the 10 amot that are normally the size of a doorway, that's not a problem if you have a tzurat petach. The maltera and the decorative area around the doorway, the mahanyu begavo, we found that that helped with height. The 20 amot, that was the maximum height that you put a korah, if you have an amaltera that drew people's eye up there, then that was allowed to be even higher than 20 amot. Ipchomai. What about the other way around? Does tzurat petach help you for too high? And does a maltra help you for too wide? Tashma. The Tanya, we have a braita mavui, shehu, givoa me'esrim ama. Mavui that is above 20 amot. You might, you have to bring it down. You have to bring the height down. V'im yesh lo tzurat petach, if it has a door frame, eino tzarich lima'et. Then you do not have to reduce it. So here we see that tzurat petach helps not only for excess width, more than 10 amot, it also helps for excess height above 20 amot. Amaltra berachbo mai. What about the decorative cornice? Does that help for the side posts as well as the height? Meaning, does it allow you to have too wide an opening? So tashma, the tanya, we have a bright, the mavui shu gvoa mesrim ama, voy above 20 amot, imait. You reduce it. Verachav mies, if it's wider than 10, imait. You have to reduce it. V'im yesh lo tzurat petach, enu tzarich lemait. If you have a tzurat petach, then you don't have to reduce it. V'im yesh lo amautra, enu tzarich lemait. If it has an amautra, this decorative cornice, then you also do not have to reduce it. My love, a seifa. This amaltra, what is it referencing? You have both the tzurat petach saying you don't have to reduce it, and the amaltra saying you don't have to reduce it. Which do they refer? There were two statements in the beginning of the braita, one about height and one about width. So the Gemara suggests here that it's talking about the width issue, and that the amaltra will solve the width issue. It says, well, a resha, maybe it's on the resha, and therefore you don't know whether amaltra helps when it comes to width. We know that it works when it comes to height. We don't have any evidence of whether it helps when it comes to width. On the other hand, by tzurat petach, we see in the braita that tzurat petach helps both for width and for height. Then we go back to the statement from Rav that we saw on the first daf of the Masechta, which is Matnei Lei Rav Yehuda Lechia Bar Rav. Rav Yehuda, Talmid of Rav, was saying over Mishnayot to Chia Bar Rav, Rav's son, Kameid Rav, but in front of Rav, Eino Tzarich Lemait, and he mentioned, like our Mishnah, in Tzarich Lemait, that you do not have to reduce it. So then Rav, Amalei, Rav responded to him and says, Atnei Tzarich Lemait, that you do have to reduce it. Meaning that Rav does not believe that Tzurat HaPetach helps you with regards to excess width. More than 10 amot, our Mishnah says Tzurat HaPetach is fine. Here, Rav says that's the wrong reading of the Mishnah. The Mishnah should read Tzarich Lemait, that you must reduce it. Amar Rav Yosef, Midivrei Rabbeinu, Rav Yosef says, from Rav, Numad, we should learn. Chatzer, Shirubab, Tachim, V'chalonot. You have a chatzer that is made out of a majority of doorways and windows. Eina niteret b'tzurat petach. Tzurat petach will not help over here. My time, what's the reasoning? What's the logic behind this? Ho, v'yoter mi'eser oser b'mavoy. You have more than a 10 amot wide opening in the mavoy. Asur. Uparutz murube alaomeid. And you have more open space than standing wall. Oser b'chatzer. It also is oser b'chatzer. You could have said the same thing about yoter mi'eser by a chatzer as well. More than 10 amot, a breach of more than 10 amot is also problematic in a chatzer. Just happens to be that Rav was talking about a mavoy, so Rav Yosef mentioned it as a mavoy. But the truth is that yoter mi'eser, more than 10 amot wide, is problematic in a mavoy, is problematic in a chatzer. And we also know that you need more standing wall than open space when it comes to a chatzer. So now based on that, ma yoter mi eser ha'oser b'mavoy, just like the greater than 10 amot in the mavoy, which is problematic, or in the chatzer where it's problematic, eino nitar b'tzurat petach. Tzurat petach doesn't help you according to Rav. Rav says tzurat petach doesn't help you when you have more than 10 amot. Af parutz mrube alomeid ha'oser b'chatzer. So too, this issue of having more open space than standing wall, Einu Nitar b'Tzurat HaPetach. Tzurat HaPetach will not help you out. So Tzurat HaPetach, like Rav says, is not a solution to more than 10 amot wide. It will also not be a solution to more open space than standing walls. Tzurat HaPetach will not solve that problem. Tzurat HaPetach, that doesn't eliminate the problem. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mal yoter mi'eser hoser b'mavui, greater than 10 amot, which is a problematic in a mavui, problematic in a chatzer. Shekein lo heitarta bo etzel pasei biriyot l'Rabbi Meir. Because we never find more than 10 amot being mutar, even by pasei biriyot. Pasei biriyot we bumped into yesterday. Those are the corner angles that you put up around the be'er, around the cisterns in the Reshut HaRabim to allow the wayfarers to come and take water for their animals on Shabbat, and it won't be taking from a Reshut HaYachid into Reshut HaRabim because this makes it into a Reshut HaYachid. So those Pasei Biriyot, yesterday we saw the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda believes that the corner angles are 13 and a third amot away from each other. Because you can fit through, according to him, you can fit through 8 parim, 4 that are locked together, 4 that are locked together, 4 entering, 4 exiting. And we said that each para takes up 1 2/3 amot. So we said that yesterday, that if 8 of those have come together, then that's 13 and a third amot. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says that the Pasei Biriyot were built to have 6 parim go through. 3 in and 3 out in a yoke. So you take 6 times 1 2/3, you end up with 10 amot. So according to Rabbi Meir, the maximum amount of space or width that you can have that is mutar on Shabbat is 10 amot. Even in Pasei Biriyot, which they have a big pool on Pasei Biriyot, according to Rabbi Meir, still 10 amot is the limit. Tomar biparutz merubeh ala omeit. When you have more open space than standing, ha'usir b'chatzer, that is asur b'chatzer, shekein artarte etzel Pasei Biriyot ledivriyakol. Even according to Rabbi Meir, who limits the distance between the Pasei Biriyot to 10 amot, he still believes that you can have more open space than standing. The whole Pasei Biriyot is built around that idea, which is that you just have the corners and then the open space. So you see that there is a differentiation. You're assuming just because the halacha is true by Eser Amot, it's also going to be true by Parutz Merubeh Ala Omeit. That's what Rabbi Yosef is suggesting in Rav's position. The Gemara says, well, maybe that's not true. Because there's a big difference. Eser Amot, we never, according to Rabbi Meir, in Eser Amot, we never find a heter on Shabbat. Eser Amot is the limit, no matter what, including Pasei Biriyot. On the other hand, Parutz Merubeh Ala Omeit, we do find areas in Shabbat where we're make out, like Pasei Biriyot, where we say that it's okay, even though there's more open space than standing space. So you cannot extrapolate a din that we know by Eser Amot now to Parutz Merubeh Ala Omeit, which is what Rav Yosef wants to do. Rav Yosef is suggesting, just like Rav says that Tzurat HaPetach doesn't solve your problem of Eser Amot, or more than Eser Amot, so too it should not solve your problem of Parutz Merubeh Ala Omeit. So Gemara says, you're comparing apples and oranges. You cannot compare Eser Amot to Parutz Merubeh Ala Omeit, because Eser Amot finds no heter in Shabbat, at least according to Rabbi Meir, whereas Parutz Merubeh Ala Omeit does find a heter in Shabbat, if it's so Pasei Biriyot. So now the Gemara says, Lema Misayile. We have a proof or support to the position that Tzurat HaPetach does not help for Parutz Merubeh Ala Omeit, because of note alalu. These walls, Shuruban Ptachim V'chalonot, majority of them is doorways and windows. Mutar. It's fine to use such a chatzer. As long as the standing wall is greater than the open space. It says it's internally inconsistent. Shuruban. If the majority of the wall is windows and doors, how could that be? If it's the majority is windows and doors, then there's no way that you have more standing wall than open space. It's an impossibility. Ella. Ema shariba behen ptachim v'chalonot. Now that has a lot of doorways and windows. As long as you have more standing wall than open space. So here we have a braita that really supports that position of Rav Yosef, which is that by parutz merubeh ala omeit, Tzurat HaPetach doesn't help you. Because over here you have doorways and chalonot, yet we still have a demand that it be omeid merubeh ala parutz, that more standing wall be there than open space. So Rav Yosef's conclusion seems right, even though maybe the logic that he used to reach that conclusion didn't necessarily pan out, because the Gemara rejected the logic. Nevertheless, we do find support to that idea that Parutz Merubel Omeid is not solved by Tzurat HaPetach. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says even that Breita is not helpful. Ki Tanya Ahi. That Breita is Bepitche Shimai. That's dealing with these unusual doorways. Rashi says by Pitche Shimai, he brings two different interpretations. One is Pitchim Shomimim, destroyed doorways maybe, or Ptachim Mikub Kalim, or doorways that are messed up, ill-fitted, Zakena Shmai, which the Gemara uses to describe somebody who rebels, who rejects the samchut, power of the Supreme Court. So Tavir is like a doorway that is not framed properly. It's interesting, Tosafot brings from the Rabbeinu Hananel, Pitchei Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Bnei Shem, Shimai from Shem. And so those are the ptachim they make in Eretz Yisrael, which was their construction was not as good as the construction in Bavel. So they had these problematic doorways. The Gemara asks, my pitchai shimai, what are these doorways that are not real doorways? So pligi by Rav Ruchumi v'Rav Yosef. Machloket amorayim, mechad amar, delet lehu shkufei. One of them says that they do not have doorposts. It's missing the doorpost. Mechad amar, delet lehu tikra. And the other one says that they does not have a lintel. So the one is that the lintel is just that you have an opening. You have an opening that is marked by the sides, but it never has anything on top. It just goes straight up. It's an open doorway, like somebody punched a hole in the wall. The side doorpost being missing, Rashi over here describes that knowing when you frame out the door, you have a straight line on each side to make up the doorposts. But when you don't have that, you have stones that are jutting out, in, out, in, and out. So they're jutting in and out, then you have a door frame that's not really a door frame. It's a jagged side, and it looks like somebody, again, punched a hole in the wall, not that there's a real door frame there. So he says, in that case, you're right, that type of Tzurat HaPetach is not called a Tzurat HaPetach, despite the fact that it acts like a doorway, that's not a Tzurat HaPetach. But in a real Tzurat HaPetach, maybe it would solve the problem. So now we not only have we rejected the logic of Rav Yosef, we also brought a proof from a Braita that seems to support Rav Yosef. Here, Rav Kahana rejects that proof by saying, over there, that was an unusual case. That's a case where the doorways are not real doorways. If they were real door frames, then maybe it would solve the problem. Over there, where there are these quasi-doors or door frames, there, it doesn't classify or it doesn't work to get rid of the problem of Parutz, Merubeh, Alo Omeid. Vav Rav Yochanan Savrala Lahadurav. And Rav Yochanan also subscribes to Rav's position. Rav, who said before that a Tzurat HaPetach does not solve the problem of Yoter Miyaser, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav in this case. The Amar Ravin bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Maseh Bedam Echad Mibikat Beit Chavarton. There was this person from the area called, or the valley of Beit Chavarton, Shena'atz Dalad Kundesin Ba'arba Pinot HaSadeh, or Arba Peot HaSadeh. He put up four posts on the four edges of the field. Umatach Zmura Alehem. And then he pulled a grapevine across the tops of these poles. Ba maseh lifnei chachamim, and this incident came before the chachamim. V'itiru lo l'inyan kilayim, and he said it's mutar l'inyan kilayim. When it comes to kilayim or kilei hakerem, the problem is that you're not allowed to plant grapevines next to tzvuah, next to grain. On the other hand, if you have a wall, a geder, a fence there, then you're allowed to plant on both sides of the fence. You can plant grapevines up to all the way up to one side of the fence, and you can plant tefuah, your grains, on the other side of the fence. So over here, he has these four posts, and then he's pulling a zmura, he's pulling a grapevine across the top. Basically, what he's creating is Tzurat HaPetach, creating a big Tzurat HaPetach. So the Chachamim Paskin, with regards to Kilayim, that this Tzurat HaPetach is sufficient to be classified as a wall, and you can plant grapevines inside of that area that's squared off, and you can plant tefuah grain right outside it, because it's as if there's a wall there. The Tzurat HaPetach creates it as if there's a wall there. Then, v'amar Reish Lakish, k'derach she'itiru lo l'inyan kilayim, kach itiru lo l'inyan Shabbat. Just like that Tzurat HaPetach works by kilayim, so too it'll work by Shabbat. Rabbi Yochanan amar, l'kilayim itiru lo, it's good enough for kilayim, in Shabbat, lo itiru lo. But by Shabbat, they were not matirit, as Rashi says, that Shabbat chamir mikilayim. Shabbat is more chamur than kilayim, and therefore it works for kilayim, but it won't work for Shabbat. But maya skinan, what exactly is the case over here? Ilema min hatzad, that he drew the vine, not on top of the posts, but around the sides of the posts. And he has these four posts here. He could run the vine below the tops of the posts. He could run it along the edges of the posts. And that was the way that he set it up. If that's the case, we have a statement from Chisda, Tzurat HaPetach, Shosom in Atzad, Lo Asav Lo Kum. That's not a Tzurat HaPetach. Tzurat HaPetach, the upper bar, the lintel, has to sit on top of the posts. If it's on the side of the posts, that's not a door frame. A door frame requires two posts with a lintel with the top sitting on them. The grapevine is the lintel, and here it's not sitting on top, it's sitting on the side. So that certainly can't be the case. Ela al-gaban. It must be that he drew the vine across, he pulled the vine across the top of the posts. Well, in that case, if he drew it across the top, umay. So then what's the argument between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Ilema be'eser. If it's only 10 amot, ba'al lema Rabbi Yochanan be'shabbat lo. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say in Shabbat, less than 10 amot is a problem? Even Rav, everybody agrees that less than 10 amot is not a problem. The only question we have is whether Tzurat HaPetach can help you more than 10 amot. But everybody agrees, less than 10 amot, that it's totally fine. You don't even need a Tzurat HaPetach. But with a Tzurat HaPetach, certainly it is fine. That can't be what we're discussing here. So it must be, Elalav, B'yeter Mi'eser. We're talking about more than 10 amot. Well, more than 10 amot, then it turns out the machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, does Tzurat HaPetach help you by more than 10 amot? Reish Lakish says, yes, by Kilayim, yes, by Shabbat. Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, by Kilayim, no, by Shabbat. And that would be similar to Rav. Rav says that more than 10 amot is not helped by Tzurat HaPetach, and now Rabbi Yochanan would be saying the same thing. Rav says, well, the old ambassador, Gemara says, rejects that and says, no, we're definitely talking about 10 amot. So then at 10 amot, so what's the machlok between them? Umin atzad. They did not draw the vine across the tops of the post, but rather around the sides of the post. Ubed Rav Chisda kamiflege. And they're arguing in this din of Rav Chisda. Meaning that Reish Lakish believes that Rav Chisda is wrong, that even when you pull the vine from the side, that's called a Tzurat HaPetach. And Rabbi Yochanan subscribes to Rav Chisda and says that it has to be on top in order for it to be Tzurat HaPetach. On the side, it will not be classified as a Tzurat HaPetach. V'rami de Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Yochanan. We have stira in statements of Rabbi Yochanan. V'rami de Reish Lakish of the Reish Lakish. And we also have a stira within the position of Reish Lakish. Damar Reish Lakish mishum Rabbi Yehudar b'Rabbi Chanina. Reish Lakish says the name of Yehuda b'Rabbi Chanina, Pe'a muteret le'inyan kilayim. Pe'a, which is, again, this zmura that you put up on top of the posts, that structure that you put up, le'inyan kilayim, that's muteret le'inyan kilayim, it works for kilayim. Avalo the Shabbat, but it doesn't work for Shabbat. Rabbi Shlakish just said, when we quoted him, he said that it works for kilayim, and it also works for Shabbat. Over here, he's saying it works for kilayim, but not for Shabbat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, k'mechitzot l'Shabbat d'lo, kach mechitzot l'kilayim d'lo. Just like it doesn't work for Shabbat, it doesn't work for kilayim. So before we saw that Rabbi Yochanan said it works for kilayim, it doesn't work for Shabbat, over here he's saying it's working for neither of them. So bishlama d'Reish Lakish ad'Reish Lakish l'gasho. We can reconcile the stira in Reish Lakish, because hadidei hadrabei. Before we quoted something in Reish Lakish's name, here it's Rabbi Reish Lakish in the name of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina. So you could argue that it's not Reish Lakish's statement. He's quoting Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina, but he doesn't subscribe to that position. That's an easy solution. El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan kasha. Rabbi Yochanan, how do we resolve the stira in Rabbi Yochanan's statements? Iyamad bishlama hatam al gaban. If you say in the previous case that the zmura was on top, not on the side, like we concluded it was on the side and that's their machloket, but rather back on top of the posts, so then you could answer it. Then we could say, Hatam al-Gaban, previous statement of Yochanan is when the vines are on top. Hocho, in the case that we just quoted here, it was a case when it's on the sides. Shapir, then it works out. Because the previous time, Rabbi Yochanan says, look, it works for Kilayim because it's on top. It doesn't work for Shabbat because he has a stricter guideline by Shabbat. On the other hand, in our Braita that we just quoted over here, then we could say it doesn't work by Shabbat, it doesn't work by Kilayim because the vine's around the side. Vine on the side is not Tzurat HaPetach, so you have nothing here. You don't have anything to work with, not in Kilayim and not in Shabbat. So that would make sense if you did it this way. Eli amart idibi idimin atzad. If you say the previous right, the previous statement and this statement are talking about a zmura that's on the side, so ma'ikal meimar. How are you going to reconcile between the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan? When it says olam idibi idimin atzad, now we can reconcile. Both times, the zmura, the vine is around the sides of the posts, not on the top of the posts. Hotam be'eser. But the previous statement Rabbi Yochanan is talking about when it was 10 amot. Hacha be'yoter me'eser. And here it's more than 10 amot. So in the previous case, where it was 10 amot, there, Rabbi Yochanan says that it works for Kilayim. It doesn't work for Shabbat. Over here, where it's more than 10 amot, he says it doesn't work for Kilayim, and it doesn't work for Shabbat. It doesn't work at all. Uminat emra deshanilan ben eser liyoter mieser. How can I show you, prove to you, that there is such a distinction between less than 10 and more than 10? Amale, Rabbi Yochanan the Rish Lakish, lo kachaya maaseh. Wasn't there an incident like this? Shalach Rabbi Shua itza Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lumod Torah. Rabbi Shua went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri to learn Torah by him. Afa bisha baki behilchot kilayim. Even though Rabbi Shua was a baki, an expert in hilchot kilayim, nevertheless, he went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and asked him questions in kilayim. Matzo Yeshua Yoshe ben Ivanot. He saw that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was sitting amongst the trees. Umatach zmora milan lilan. And then Rabbi Shua went ahead and drew a vine across the trees. Amalah Rebbe, Igifanim kan, Maul Yisroa kan. For grapevines are on the inside, can I plant grains on the outside? Amalah Be'eser Mutar, up to 10 amot is fine. Be'yoter mi'aser asur, more than 10 amot will be problematic. So we see within Kilayim there is such a distinction between less than 10 amot and more than 10 amot. So that distinction would explain the difference between Rabbi Yochanan's position here and Rabbi Yochanan's position in the previous case. Ten amot wide, but here the difference is minatzad. So since it's minatzad, for kilayim will be mekil, and say that it is a tzurat petach when it's less than 10. But more than 10, it won't be a tzurat petach. But for Shabbat, it will not be considered a tzurat petach, even though you're less than 10, because it's not al gaban, it's not on top. But Shabbat will demand that it be on top of the posts. And therefore, for Shabbat, it's not classified in either instance as being a tzurat hapetach. Because we said before, the Gemara said, oh, everybody agrees by 10 amot that it is a tzurat hapetach. That's only when you have a real tzurat hapetach, you have it on top. Here it's not on top, here it's on the side. So on the side, by kilayim, we differentiate between less than 10 where it's okay, and more than 10 where it's not okay. But my askina, what's the case there by Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Ilem al gaban, if it's on top, yoter mi eser asur, why would you be oser more than 10? Vatanya, we have a bright, yusham panim hadog panim, you have these stakes, or spears, spits, sharp that you stick into the ground. Vasalehen pe'a milamala, and they make a square on top. Afilu yoter mi eser mutar. Even if it's more than 10, it would be mutar. This is a tosefta in kilayim. So you see that when it's on top, then even more than 10 is fine by kilayim. So it must be alalav min atzad. Must be our case here is a case where it's on the edge, meaning that it's not on the top, it's around the sides of the posts. And if that's the case, where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri are talking about on the sides, then Bekamarle, be'eser mutar. He says, up to 10 is fine. Yoter mi'eser asur. Ramina, that there is such a distinction between less than 10 amot and more than 10 amot, even when it's drawn around the side, when there's more is around the side. Again, this is only by kilayim, because we're more makil by kilayim. By Shabbat, if it's on top, then less than 10 amot would be fine also. The fact that it's been atzad eliminates Shabbat from the picture. So Shabbat's not even a consideration here, because it's on the tzad and not on top. For kilayim, even when it's on the side, it still has consideration when it's less than 10 amot. But more than 10 amot, no. And that's how we'll reconcile between the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. The one statement where he says, kilayim yes, Shabbat no, that's less than 10 amot, min atzad. And the case where he says that it is asur both in Shabbat and in kilayim is when it's min atzad and more than 10 amot. Once we have that, you can also reconcile Reish Lakish. You don't have to say now it's Reish Lakish and it's Rebbe. You could say it's Reish Lakish, period. First case, it's a case where it's less than 10 amot. Since it's less than 10 amot, Reish Lakish says, good for kilayim, good for Shabbat. Whereas when it's more than 10 amot, he'll say good for kilayim, but not good for Shabbat, because it's min atzad. It's not on top. So min atzad, he'll say works both for Shabbat and kilayim when it's less than 10 amot. But for more than 10 amot, it'll only work by kilayim, not by Shabbat. So you can draw the same distinction within Reish Lakish, and you no longer have to say that it's Reish Lakish and his Rebbe. You can say that they're both Reish Lakish, and say one is less than 10 amot, and one is more than 10 amot, and that's why he has a distinction between the first case where he says, Mutter Kilayim, Mutter Shabbat, and the second case where he only says Mutter Kilayim, and not good for Shabbat. Kegufa, Amar of Chista, Tzurat HaPetach, Shasam Min Atzad, Lo Asav Lo Klum. Chista says that he has Tzurat HaPetach, where the lintel is on the side, doesn't sit on the top of the posts. That is not a good tzurat petach. Va'amar Rav Chista tzurat petach shamru tzricha shetehe briya kedei lahamid ba delet. Tzurat petach doesn't simply have to be two posts and something on top. has to be two posts and something on top, enough to hold up a door. But what type of door? I feel the delet shel kashim, even a door made out of straw. So it has to be strong enough to hold up a door, but not a real heavy-duty door. Just a door that's made out of straw, a light door. Right, and a huff and a puff, right? But it has to have enough structure to it that it will hold up this straw door. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Tzurat HaPetach, Tzricha Heker Tzir. Tzurat HaPetach not only needs a door frame, it has to have an indication that it has a hinge in it. My Heker Tzir. What does it mean that you have an indication that it has a hinge in it? Amrav Avya Avakto. It has to do with a hole. So in their day, the way they hinged the door is not like today where we hinge the doors on the doorpost. In their day, they actually used to hinge the doors on the threshold and the lintel. In their day, they drilled a hole into the threshold and then a hole into the lintel. And that was how they hinged the door to open and close. Most of our doors are hinged on the sides. But every day they did that. So he says you have to have that hole in the bottom that it's prepared for the hinging. Hole and the post that would go in it would make it into the hinge. That has to be available. The hole that the hinge of the door would sit in, that has to be prepared over there. Ashkechino of Acha Breda Rav Avya, the Talmide de Rav Ashi. Of Acha Breda Rav Avya found the Talmide of Rav Ashi. Amalo Amar Mar Midei B'tzurat HaPetach. Did Rav Ashi say anything over on Tzurat HaPetach about doors? Amalei lo amar v'lo klum. He didn't say anything. Implying that he didn't make the same demand as Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yanai, that Tzurat HaPetach requires Heker Tzir, that there be a hinge hole in the doorway in order for it to be classified as a Tzurat HaPetach. Tana, Tzurat HaPetach Shamru. So you have the Tzurat HaPetach that he said, Kaneh Mikan, V'kaneh Mikan, V'kaneh Agaben. Post on the right, post on the left, and a post on top. Tzrichim Liga, or in Tzrichim Liga. Do they have to touch or not? Because the frame, when you put up the frames, they literally have to be framed out. I mean, that they're squared out, the top, the lintel sits on the two doorposts. Or could it be that the lintel is above the doorpost? As long as it's above it, but maybe even not attached, not touching them. What's the din? So Rav Nachman Amar, Ein Tzrichim Liga. Nachman says they do not have to touch. Rav Sheshit Amar, Tzrichim Liga. Rav Sheshit says that they do have to touch. Azal Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman went ahead. V'avel Uvdo Beirish Galuta. So at the Ibzlark's house, he set up in the Rechava. They had some garden or backyard. So Kishmate, he set it up in his way, which is that he made a bunch of Tzurat HaPetach to make it area that they could carry in. But he did it by drawing across something that did not sit directly on the posts. Amale Rav Sheshit Lishamei, Rav Gado. So Rav Sheshit said to his Shamash, Rav Gado, Zil Shlof Shadinu. Go, pull them out and throw them on the ground. Azal Shalof Shadinu. He went ahead and he pulled them out and threw them onto the ground. Meaning that Rav Sheshit, who disagrees with Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshit says they have to touch. So he didn't want this setup that Rav Nachman put in place to be there, because if he left it in place, people would learn from Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshit should disagree with that position. So he went and had it dismantled. The only problem was, Ashkechu d'bei reish gadluta. The Exilark's house, or the servants of the Exilark's house, saw Rav Gado doing this. Chavshua. So they incarcerated him. Here he is, destroying the property of the Exilark. What's going on over here? So also Rav Sheshit should come above her. So Rav Sheshit went and stood by the doorway of the prison. Amalei gada pok, gada come out, dana fuck, vato. So he came out, he walked out of there. So whatever he was able to do, he was able to free him from the incarceration. I don't know if here it means that he said come out and they responded, meaning the guards let him out, or it means come out and he walked through the wall and he walked out of there. It's not clear from the Gemara. Whatever it was, Rav Sheshit freed his Shamash Rav Gada, who had acted on his behalf. Then Ashkechei Rav Sheshit, the Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Afterward, Rav Sheshit found Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amalei, Tani Mar Midei B'Tzurat HaPetach. Did you learn anything in Tzurat HaPetach? Amalei, yeah, we did have something today. Tanina, we learned Kippa, dealing with a archway. Rabbi Meir Michayev B'Mezuzah. Rabbi Meir says that a archway is Chayev B'Mezuzah. Chamim Potrim. And Chamim say you do not have to have a mezuzah on an archway that forms a doorway. Vishavim. So let's find out, where's the common ground between them? Sheim yesh biragla asara, shechayevet. Everybody agrees that if there's 10 tfachim of uprights in the archway, then you are chayav. The minimum shiur of a doorway is 10 tfachim high by 4 tfachim wide. That's the minimum shiur of a doorway. So if the archway before it breaks in has uprights that are 10 tefachim high, then you already have, you met the minimum standard of a doorway, because you have 10 tefachim high that are 4 tefachim wide. Then only then does it start to bend inward. So that everybody agrees is a doorway, and you're going to have to put on a mezuzah with that. Also, Amar Rabbi, Akol Modim, everybody agrees, im gvoa asara, ve'ein biraglea shlosha, if you have it that it is 10 tefachim high, but ve'ein biraglea shlosha, the uprights, the between the area where you have 4 tefachim wide, and the posts are going up straight, is less than 3 tefachim, then it's not a good doorway. Inami, also in the other case, yesh biraglea shlosha, you do have 3 tefachim up where the doorway frame is 4 tefachim wide. Ve'en gvo asara, but it hasn't reached 10 tefachim, ve'lo klum. That's not a doorway. Even Rabbi Meir agrees that does not qualify as a doorway. We need a minimum of 10 high and 4 wide. So in the second case that Abai mentioned, you don't get to the 10 high. The archway, the top of the archway isn't 10 tefachim high. That's not a doorway. And therefore, even Rabbi Meir will agree that there is no mezuzah here. In the case where the 4 tefachim wide, 10 high, but the 4 tefachim wide is less than 3 tefachim off the ground, there again, Rabbi Meir will agree that's not a doorway, because up to 3 tefachim is like part of the ground. We saw that in Shabbat with the Gemara de Rishut Rabim, anything that's 3 tefachim up and down, it's like the bumps of the Rishut Rabim, and it's considered part and parcel of the Rishut Rabim, or part of the ground. So over here, if it's less than 3 tefachim is 4 tefachim wide, that's not significant. And it means you have a doorway that is not 4 tefachim wide. So if you're missing either one of those qualifications, means the 4 tefachim wide or the 10 tefachim high, everybody agrees you do not have a doorway over here. So that's the two statements where everybody agrees. If it's 10 tefachim high with 4 wide, clearly it's a doorway according to everyone. If you're missing either the 10 tefachim or the 4 tefachim wide, in that case, everybody agrees it's not a doorway. So where is the machloket? Tiplige. This is the machloket. Sheyesh b'ragla gimel. You have 3 tefachim high, that it's 4 tefachim apart. So the raglah, the straight ups, before the archway starts to come in, you have 3 tefachim of uprights that are 4 tefachim apart. Then, vasara, the center of the archway is 10 tefachim high. Ve'en rachba arba, but as the archway breaks in, it's going to be less than 4 tefachim wide. So you have something that meets the standard of 10 tefachim high, but only in the center, at the peak of the archway. You have something that is 4 tefachim wide, but only for the first 3 tefachim off the ground. After that, it begins to curve in. So you're missing the 10 by 4 at the top part of the archway. And this is only true when the archway breaks in, there isn't air above it. When the archway breaks in, there's stone or wall above it. So what do we say about that? That's the machlok between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. And this is the machlok, which is, in that case, Rabbi Meir Savar Chokukim Lashlim. We look at it as if you carved out the remainder of the area that you need for the doorway, and it's as if there is a real doorway there. Even though the archway breaks in and is reducing the width of 4 tefachim, nevertheless, since above it there's an area that is stoned in as a wall, we look at it as if you carved into that area and the full doorway is there. The archway is nice, it's decorative, it's just a way to make the top of the doorway. But nevertheless, in terms of the real doorway, you would draw a picture of 10 by 4, and that's the real doorway. The fact that the arch breaks in and makes it less than 4 wide, that's just decorative. That doesn't diminish the fact that there is a doorway over here. On the other hand, the Chachamim, Savi Ein Chokim Lashlim. It is either open or it's not open. If it's open, then you have a doorway. If it's not open, we don't say we look at it as if it is open. No, if it's stones there, then it's not a doorway, and therefore it doesn't need a mezuzah. So that is the machloket between them. Amarle, so Rav Sheshet says back to Rabba Bar Shmuel after he heard this from him, I mishkacha lehu, lo temelu de berish galuta. If the people from the exilarch's house find you, please don't tell them velo mide. Don't tell them this stuff. Mahamet nita de kippah. That which you learned by the brayto of kippah on this issue of whether chokukim lashlim or not, please don't tell them anything about this because that undermines Rav Sheshet's position that they'd have to touch. Because over here, everybody agrees that even though the top of the doorway does not sit on the door posts, nevertheless, it's still good. Because even the Chachamim agree that when it's 10 tefachim high or 4 wide, and then the archway breaks in, that is still classified as a doorway. Even though the top of the doorway technically is right, is up above. The tikra is sitting way above it because the tikra is in excess of the 10 tefachim where it's 4 wide. The doorway is the 10 by 4. So even though the doorway is 10 by 4, the closure for the doorway, the archway sits above that. And so even though the archway sits above that, nevertheless, you would still classify that as a Tzurat HaPetach, according to everybody. So he says, don't tell the exile like that, because that would support the position of Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshet didn't want them to get even more upset about the fact that they'd taken down what Rav Nachman had put together. All right, next Mishnah. Hechsher Mavoy. Again, we mentioned this when we started the Masechta. This is the Mishnah that you would have expected the Masechta to begin with, because this is the basics of the Masechta. Hechsher Mavoy. How do you give one an ability to carry inside of a Mavoy? B'chaim Amrim Lechi Vikora. As opposed to, in the Gemara until now, whenever we said Lechi Vikora, it was a Vav Achiluk, which meant it was meant Lechi or a Korah. Over here, it's a Vav Achibur, which means that it's Lechi and a Korah. Beit Shammai believes that you need both. You need both Lechi and Korah. Whereas Beit Hillel Omrim, O Lechi, O Korah. Either a Lechi or a Korah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lechayim. Rabbi Eliezer says you need two Lechayim. You're not just one Lechi, you need two Lechayim. The Gemara will discuss whether Rabbi Eliezer requires a Korah or not. Is he saying this within the position of Beit Hillel, or is he saying it within the position of Beit Shammai? Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Talmid Echad. We had one Talmid who said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Lifnei Rabbi Kiva, he presented this before Rabbi Kiva. Lonechelku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, Amavoy Shu Pechot Me Arba Amot. They don't disagree when it's less than 4 amot wide. Shunitar Obelechi Obekorah. That one or the other is sufficient. Amar Nechelku Arachav Me Arba Amot Vadeser Amot. More than 4, but less than 10. What's the din? Shebet Shammai Omrim Lechi V'Korah. You need both Lechi and Korah. Tilel Omrim O Lechi O Korah. You need one or the other. Amar Biva Alze V'Alze Nechleku. There is no such distinction. They disagree completely. Whether it's more than 4 amot, less than 4 amot, there's still a machloket between them. So Rabbi Yishmael says the machloket is limited to above 4 amot. Rekiva says that the machloket is throughout, from any size, mavoy up to 10 amot. Mar says, come on, who's our Mishnah like? It's not like Hananya, not like the Tanakama. Hananya and the Tanakama, we've met before with Mavoy HaMifulash. By Mavoy HaMifulash, which meant that you have a Mavoy that's open on two ends, how do you solve the problem? Tanakama said you need a Tzurat HaPetach on one side, and a Lechi HaKorah on the other side. Hananya quoted Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. Hananya, according to Beit Hillel, said you need Daltot on one side, and a Lechi HaKorah on the other side. Here we have no mention of Tzurat HaPetach, no mention of Daltot. Here we just have Lechi or Korah. It says, oh, easy solution to that problem. Our Mishnah is not talking about a Mavoy Mifulash. Our Mishnah is talking about a Mavoy Satum. Hananya and the Tanakama, they're dealing with Mavoy Mifulash. That's a different standard. That's when you open on two ends of the Mavoy. Here, you only have one end of the Mavoy open, and a Mavoy Satum, how do you deal with that picture? Lechi V'Korah, you need Lechi and a Korah. Tulamim olechi o korah, either olechi or korah is sufficient. Beit Shammai omim lechi v'korah lememra dekasavri Beit Shammai arba mechitzo deoraita. Sounds like from Beit Shammai mina Torah, it's not considered an enclosure reshut yachid unless you have walls on all four sides, because they require a lechi and a korah on that fourth side to make it like as if is there's a mechitzo over there. Rashi says lo lizrob mishalosh shud mechayev midoraita. It's already considered reshut yachid once you have three walls there. So even without anything on the fourth side, it's already a reshut yachid deoraita. Litaltel, to carry inside it, that midrabanan, they restricted it adi garba, until you have four walls, and that's why they require lechi and korah on that fourth side. Beit Hillel omrim o lechi o korah, lemukasari Beit Hillel shlosh mechitzot deoraita. Sounds like from Beit Hillel that three walls is deoraita, because on the fourth wall, they just require a heker. They don't require a full mechitza on the fourth wall. So it says, lo, lizrok mishtaim nehu demechayiv. No, maybe you can say in Beit Hillel, even two walls, midoraita, is considered to be mechitzot and reshut yachid. So then, the tautel, to carry in there, then they require adika shalosh. That's why they require three walls here. They require three mechitzot, plus just a heker on the fourth wall. When do they require three walls? When you want to carry in that area. But simply to be chayav, if you threw something from Reshut Rabim into Reshut Yachid, for this to be classified as Reshut Yachid, two walls would be sufficient, like a Mavoy Mifulash, that had nothing on either end. According to Beit Hillel, that would be chayav midoraita. At least the Gemara suggests that that's a possibility, that would be chayav midoraita. You want to carry in there, then you need to make all sorts of modifications. You need to create a third wall to make it able to be carried, and a heker on the other side. And that's exactly what we saw from Beit Hillel. You put up Daltot on the one side, and you put up a Lechi or a Korah on the other side, because that gives you the three walls in order to be able to carry. The fourth wall just requires a Heker. But what the Gemara is saying is you can't conclude anything from here about Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel's positions with regards to the number of walls that it is Midoraita. Here is a demand Midrabanan. In order to carry in this area, the Rabbanan have a higher standard. That may not be the din d'oraita. The din d'oraita might be less than that. It could be that it is the din d'oraita, but it might also not be the din d'oraita. Because just because we make such a demand doesn't mean that that is the din d'oraita. That might be an addition midirabanan, a chumra d'irabanan. If you want to carry in this area, then you need a fourth wall or you need a third wall, depending on Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. But otherwise, maybe it would be d'oraita even without that extra wall. Though the Gemara says you can't conclude anything from this with regards to their position midirabanan. Okay, we'll stop over here.